Might win this one.
Shea King gave me the complete lineup of who we're having here through August from the Racine Public Library.
What? Really? Hold on. What do you mean?
Didn't you give me that list?
The whole list? I don't know if that was me, actually. I might have.
It came from you.
Oh. Got it.
I got it yesterday.
Okay. In that case, yes.
Oh, bro.
You got it. Sorry.
Oh, no.
It's 7 a.m.
No, it's not.
Oh, wait. It's 8 a.m.
It's 8 a.m. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you, Shay. Head of Business Development for the Racine Public Library. Love having you guys in here. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk Racine Concert Band in just a few moments with some more local news and timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with heavy rain, large hail, and at least one tornado that swept through Texas. A suspected twister punched a hole through the wall of a mall in the central part of the state a day after a tornado decimated a large swath of a small city southwest of Des Moines. CBS's Roxana Sabiri is there.
In Greenfield, sisters Keely and Kaya Pickrell told us they're still in shock.
You must have a lot of memories here.
Yeah.
Do you want to build new ones?
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, I hope so.
At least 9 people were killed. The search for survivors continues. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The atmosphere has just been charged up, and it's been all over the country. It's been in the Northeast. It's been in the South. It's been in the plains. Usually this time of year, it's the plains that get absolutely targeted. But we've seen these storms roll all the way across, and that has been something that's been unique.
A giant gust of winds blamed for a deadly disaster in northern Mexico. A stage fell apart at a political event, killing at least 9 people, including a child. Correspondent Omar Villafranca.
People look stunned in the aftermath, while others screamed in pain, treated while still lying on the ground. The event was a campaign rally in the city of San Pedro Garza García. Longshot presidential candidate Jorge Alvarez Menez and his team were on the stage when it collapsed.
Former Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley says she'll cast her ballot for former President Donald Trump in November.
Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times. But Biden has been a catastrophe.
Haley says she believes Mr. Trump would secure the border and have, quote, the backs of our allies. Israel's war cabinet has given the go-ahead for resumption of hostage release talks. CBS's MTS Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
Israeli protesters had one message for their government. Free the hostages. The demonstrations were triggered by the release of a graphic video showing 5 female soldiers in Hamas captivity, made public by their families.
UCLA's chancellor will be in Washington today testifying before a Republican-led House committee on anti-Semitism on campus and how a pro-Palestinian encampment ended in violence. Hasn't been a cakewalk for the new Miss USA.
I don't know if you've seen on social media, but since I've gotten this title, I've dealt with a lot of bullying and harassment, and it breaks my heart.
Miss Hawaii Savannah Gankiewicz replaced original title holder Noelia Voigt last week. Visiting Lahaina fire victims, she vowed to soldier on. Noelia stepped down amid reports of a toxic atmosphere at the organization. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun.
Yes!
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Flight for Life was called to a serious motorcycle crash last night near Union Grove. 2 people were injured at the Highway 20 Spring Street roundabout. A 33-year-old man faces charges of exposing himself to a child and lewd and lascivious behavior after allegedly exposing himself to a 16-year-old at the Southwest Library in Kenosha. Police use facial recognition technology to identify a suspect. The historic Kenosha Beach House on Simmons Island had its soft opening yesterday after renovations. They have plans to be operational for Memorial Day weekend, offering food, a beer garden, exercise classes, and operations by Lakeshore pedal tours. Work starts next week on a new roundabout at the intersections of Highway 11 and County J in Burlington. Plans include a total shutdown of the intersection over the summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers wrapping up OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. And the Packers wrapping up their first week of OTA practices today. They'll be back at it next week after Memorial Day. They had a rash of torn pectoral muscle injuries in the weight room. Right tackle Zach Tom, tight end Tucker Kraft, and even Matt LaFleur suffering torn pec muscles while bench pressing, each requiring surgery.
Yeah, Tuck's going to be out until training camp. You know, hopefully he's back by training camp. If not, it should be early on. He's on the Matt LaFleur plan right now.
The All-NBA first team announced, and for the sixth time in a row, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo making the list. Baseball, Brewers losing 1-0 last night in Miami in a pitcher's duel that was over in an hour and 57 minutes. Willie Adames says he had a closed-door meeting with Pat Murphy.
Me and Murph, we had a really good conversation for like 20 minutes. I told him, I said, you know, like, I've been great mentally because I've been hitting the ball hard. It's just like you say, you know, they haven't been dropping, but if you lose, it makes it worse, you know?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 71. On Saturday, sunshine, high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
I stock up for food for the family. I buy sugar for the kids. Sugar's all healthy these days. Ever notice they say fruit roll-ups and gummy bites? Just give them sugar. We survived. Pixie sticks. Remember those things? Then they came out with that Magnum stick. Remember that thing? Made in a meth lab in Wyoming, but we ate it. We ate everything. We ate wax candy. We ate wax lips. How about that? You have the lips on. I think I'll eat them. It's wax!
Taking the easy way out. Got a good reason.
travel news, timeless hits on WRGN. Pass It On, Tell a Friend with the Beatles, Day Tripper, which that was the flip side. That wasn't even the hit side. We Can Work It Out was the hit side of that song. And on the phone with me right now is Sarah D. Almeida. Am I saying that right, Sarah? Got your last name right there?
That was perfect, Don. Thank you.
Sarah D. Almeida. It took how many practice? I was practicing all night last night. I woke up at 4:30. I was practicing it again. And
well,
I got it.
Perfect. You did a great job.
And you're the director of the Racine Concert Band. And the reason Sarah's with us, because now the summer concert series doesn't start till June 30th. But you have a concert tonight at Case High School.
Yes, we do. A little bit about our Racine Concert Band. We are directed by Mark Eichner, and he's been there for 22 years. And we are actually celebrating our 102nd year of free concerts at the Racine Zoo. So this is our 102nd year. And one thing that we do besides the free concerts at the zoo is we do collaborate with the local high schools and perform joint concerts with them. So tonight we have a concert with the Case High School Band, which is directed by Max Feiler. Starts at 7 p.m., but make sure you get there early so you can get a really good spot.
You know, I went to this little girl I know who works. She goes to school, and I forget what school it is, but they do these combined concerts of all the grades, and yes, they have multiple conductors all working at the same exact time to get all these kids to play the same notes at the same time. I couldn't do that. I think I'd be in a institution after I had to do something like that. But they pull it off because it sounds great.
It sounds amazing, and it really has to come down to the high level of musicianship that we have and, like, the artistry that we have here in Racine. Our members and our band, we have some world-class musicians. We feature world premieres. A lot of our members of the band are music professionals, music educators, just like myself. A lot of people have 9-to-5 jobs but just have that passion for music. So when you have people that are so passionate and so talented, it really gets to showcase, you know, not only the students, but just the members of our community. So to pull something like that off, you are completely right. It takes a lot of hard work, a lot of practice, and we are here for it.
It takes a lot of patience, too, if you're the conductor.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
okay,
sure does.
So if you go to Case High School tonight, you can't pay in cash. This is the latest thing, yeah. You've got to use the mortgage on your house. Bring the mortgage papers with you. Get ready to sign them over. And you have to put the Case High School in your will. No, actually,
absolutely.
Just use a credit card or debit card, right?
No, it's not that involved. We have switched to all online payments. So they will, at the door, they will have QR codes and a website for you to go to that you can pay over the phone. The Racine Concert Band, we do not see any of that money, any of that revenue that comes in. We are a nonprofit organization that is largely funded by community members and businesses within the community. So all of the money that you are going to be paying for your tickets goes directly back to the students. It really helps benefit them and their music education. So even though we don't accept cash, it really is for a good cause, and it makes everything easier.
And this is the last of the concerts before the summer concert season starts at the Racine Zoo. Those mm-hmm. are free; those you don't pay for. And if you go on the website for the Racine Concert Band, you'll see the start times, because it does vary one more time depending on, you know, if it gets darker or, you know, they move it up a little bit by about a half hour. But you play an instrument that
I sure do.
Most kids don't say, you know, when I grow up, I want to play the euphonium. How'd you find that instrument?
Well, my band director, he brought all of the fifth graders in, and he sat us down, and he played all of the instruments for us. And I had my heart set on playing alto saxophone. I was like, going in, that's what I want to play. And then he played this instrument called the euphonium, and I had never heard of it. And it was such a beautiful instrument. To me, it had the most beautiful sound. And if you look it up, it actually, like, euphonium, it comes from, like, the Latin word euphoria, which means, like, joy and, like, sound of the gods. And it was just the most beautiful sound. So that's how I got started, and it's been a 25-year journey since then.
Well, I just started taking up the piano at my old age.
Mm-hmm.
My wife teaches piano, and she said, we have a piano in the house. And I always wanted to learn it because my brother plays every instrument. So I started to learn it. I'm still on Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and Chopsticks and the Oscar Mayer Baloney song. I'm still doing that. But at least I'm looking at the notes and not seeing dots on the paper anymore. I'm seeing actual music on the paper, which is, it was amazing when I first started seeing music. I looked at it and I don't have to look at the keys to play now. I could do it from just looking at the notes. Occasionally you hit
a set. Absolutely.
So I'm waiting for you guys to bring a grand piano to the zoo.
How about a portable keyboard? We can do that.
Don't do it. I'm still on Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Don't do it. I'm not even great at that yet. Don't do it. But I'll tell you.
Next year you can be our MC and our, you know, our soloist on the piano. It'll be great.
And next year I'll play Rachmaninoff. I'll be all set for you. Okay, so one more time. Case High School showtime tonight is at
7 p.m., but we have a, you know, get there a little early so you can get good seats and, you know, miss the lines.
And a lot of parents are going to be there for the kids.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's going to be crowded, yeah.
Yeah. And I one more thing before, you know, you have to go, but we are featuring Mark Eisner, our musical director, does a great job of finding pieces that showcase our Racine community. So we have three pieces tonight. One is called Vanishing Point, and it's inspired by our very own Lake Michigan. The composer really wants us to, like, unleash our imagination and focus on and imagine what is happening beyond the horizon, stuff that we can't see. Another piece was written by our UW Parkside Professor Emeritus James Crawley. It's called Silver Sounding. So, you know, he was a member of the Racine Kenosha community for a while. And the third piece that we're featuring was actually commissioned by the Racine Concert Band for our 100th anniversary in 2022. But because of COVID, it kind of put a damper on things. So we are reprogramming that to get it to a wider audience. And it is such a fun piece that showcases the artistry of the musicians in our group. It's a fantastic concert for everybody to come to.
And you're the new executive director of the Racine Concert Band. Does that come with a limo and credit card and...
Okay. Right now, I am focusing on your radio show and getting the word out for us.
Okay. Sarah D'Almeida, she is the new executive director of the Racine Concert Band. The summer concerts begin at the zoo on the 30th. Watch for them in the 4th of July parade coming down Main Street and Case High School tonight at 7 or 7:30. What'd you say?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Sarah, thanks a lot. We'll be talking more in the future. I guarantee it, all right?
All right. Thank you for your support, Don. Have a great day.
You too, Sarah.
Okay. Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
ready to transform your body and change your life? Let Blue River CrossFit and Racine help you build a healthier lifestyle. Blue River centers everything around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun. They also offer separate classes for kids and teens. This isn't just a gym. It's a like-minded community that's got your back. Getting started is easy. Visit Blue River CrossFit at 3801 Blue River Avenue in Racine or online at BlueRiverCrossFit.com.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Sprague in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain.
About a one-hit wonder group there, the We Five. Great song, though. It's 8:23 at WRJN. Looking for sunny weather today with a high near 74 right now, 65 at Radio Park with plenty of sunshine. Incense and peppermints. The Strawberry Alarm Clock from, what, 1967? Right around there, so.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, but swaggers, clutter your mind. Incense and peppermints, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and peppermints, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw, look what you saw. Look what you saw.
inside, it's the least you can do. Beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Tell a friend, pass it on, all right? I wish, you know, some of these things were around when I was around. And I may have mentioned this yesterday. They have these goggles now with teleprompters. So when you go on a date, it actually helps you with your date. So if your date says something, it helps you with a quick comeback. But I wonder if she looks at your eyes, if she can actually read the words backwards. that wouldn't help much, would it? All right, odd but true. This is going to be disgusting. People touch their cell phones 2,000, 617 times a day. And you know what? They're not washing their hands. And, you know, I like when I have to pass my phone to somebody to say, here, can I look at this? And they grab it and they put their dirty fingers that they didn't wash their hands all day all over my cell phone. And here's something else. It costs you $6 if you want to visit the grave of Karl Marx in London. Now, he was the architect of communism. It's ironic since he was the most famous critic of capitalism, yet you got to pay $6 to go to his grave. Hey, here's something for you. WRJN continues the holiday weekend savings extravaganza with our Big Deals grand reopening. Save over 40% at local restaurants, retailers, and specialty stores. No coupon code necessary. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and receive over 40% total savings at checkout through the WRJN Big Deals. For example, this is new to me. Max Macaroni and Cheese in Oak Creek. Chicken Bacon Ranch Mac with cheddar and mozzarella. And considering I didn't eat breakfast today, that sounds very good. How about the Lanes on 20? You like the bowl? I used to be not a championship bowler, but when 9 years old, I was a member of the Police Boys Club where I grew up. And I used to have a 140 bowling average. And for a nine-year-old, that was pretty good. So the Lanes on 20 lunch specials, $4 open bowling until 10 p.m. Check out these deals and more at WRJN.com. Just do it. Pull down of the Big Deals tab and check it out. It's 8:31 now.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Weather officials confirmed that several tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin Tuesday night. Tornadoes mainly affected rural areas, but there were so many power outages and downed tree limbs in the streets in Madison that school was canceled. About 59,000 homes and businesses across Wisconsin lost power. Police in Waukesha are giving a tent community until the end of next week to pack up and leave. Waukesha Police Specialist Jason Fink says they're not targeting people because of their homelessness.
But it can lead into certain crimes, like if someone is trespassing or littering or loitering or being disorderly, and we get a call from someone in the community for us to go and address those situations.
The land is owned by an out-of-state corporation that only recently learned that people were living there. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A teenager was sexually assaulted at a Kenosha library last week. A 33-year-old man has been charged after he exposed himself to a 16-year-old at the Southwest Library May 16th. Police say the teen told their parents about the incident, which led police to review the footage and find a suspect using facial recognition software. The suspect is reportedly known to law enforcement and faces charges of exposing himself to a child and lewd and lascivious behavior. Work starts next week on another Racine County roundabout. The DOT begins work Wednesday on a new intersection at Highway 20 in County J in the city of Burlington. In addition to the roundabout, the project will include updated signage and pavement markings. Road closures and detours will impact the area through the summer. There will be a total shutdown of that intersection at some point. Detours will be posted. A local veterans group is looking for some Memorial Day weekend help. AmVets Post 262 is seeking volunteers to help place flags at Holy Cross Cemetery in honor of veterans this Memorial Day. The flag placement event will take place Saturday at 10 at the cemetery on Holy Cross Road off Douglas. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This WRJN report is sponsored by Warren Eye Care Center. Certificates available on our Big Deals page at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 71. On Saturday, sunshine, high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
No one wants a salad. We have to be tricked into eating salad. You want a salad? No, no. You can go to the salad bar. Bar? Is there going to be booze and women there? I don't understand the appeal of the salad bar. I go out to dinner so I don't have to make my own food. Why do I want to make my own salad? Here's our salad bar, and over there's our dishwashing bar. The kids can wash all the dishes they want. That's a good deal. You ever see the items they have at the sale, bro? They got lettuce, tomatoes, a tub of chocolate pudding. Who's putting chocolate pudding on their salad? What is this, Fear Factor?
Love potion number 9.
Sunny, highs near 74 degrees today. Going to be a beautiful day. Clear sky tonight, lows around 56. Showers and thunder bumpers likely tomorrow with a high near 70. Sunny Saturday, 70 the high. Maybe some showers and thunderstorms Sunday. Memorial Day, partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and a high near 66. WRJN, local news and timeless hits. They are back. You spoke, we listened. WRJN, 1400 AM, also 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. A little quiz here. And now that I got I got the peanut gallery here, I got Cindy and Rich, maybe they can answer these questions here. All right, these are songs that were in movies. Some of them were easy, some were not easy. You got to tell me which movie they're from. Most of them were written for the movie. Like, How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees?
Wouldn't that be...
This is the easy one.
Yeah, that's the one where...
Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to open your microphone. There you go. Saturday Night Fever. Actually, Rich gets a point.
All right.
Take My Breath Away by Berlin.
Oh, that's Top Gun.
Top Gun. Cindy, come on.
I don't know.
This one surprised me. I didn't know this. Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
Batman.
Well, no.
Yeah.
It was in Batman Forever.
It was in Batman Forever.
But it was written for Never Ending Story 3.
Really?
What?
Yeah. That movie,
Should I just sit this one out?
Somewhere Out There by Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram.
I know that
about
one.
The mouse. There was a mouse
American
in there.
American Tale.
An American Tale. It's not the mouse movie. We don't slam in anger.
Sorry, that was a mouse. It was a mouse.
This is a team effort. So.
Brian Adams, Everything I do it for you.
Well, it was that one lady that was picking up guys' cougars. She was a cougar.
Wrong.
She was, no?
The only one that's coming to mind is Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
That's it. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Wasn't that too?
That was just a shot in the dark.
But. That was written for that movie. It was, okay. Everything I do, I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder.
Oh, there's a Woman in Red.
A Woman in Red. Call Me by Blondie was written for the movie.
American Gigolo.
American Gigolo.
Oh, was it Gigolo?
Yeah. What'd you call it?
Everybody always giggles when I say American Gigolo.
No, American Gigolo. With Richard Gere. Accidentally in Love by Counting Crows. This one I didn't know.
It was a recap on Mad World.
Shrek 2.
Was Shrek 2?
Yep. It was in the opening of Shrek 2, yeah.
We Don't Need Another Hero. Tina Turner.
Oh, that's Mad Max.
Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Oh. Gotta get the old.
Happy Pharrell Williams. Written for the movie?
Despicable Me 2.
Well, this guy's good. I'm All Right. Kenny Loggins.
Caddyshack.
Somebody's Baby. Jackson Browne. Now, I didn't know this was written for the movie. But what movie was that written for? Somebody's Baby, Jackson Browne.
I have no idea.
Come on.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, nice.
That was the hardest one. I didn't know that either. All right. You guys failed. Well, Rich was better, but Cynthia.
What?
I know you for many years.
Well, next time ask me about all
Again,
the guys Madonna's been married to and all of her boyfriends, because I know that.
That's coming up next.
Cool.
It's 849 WRJ at Hometown Radio. Refresh.
As you plan your Memorial Day gathering, be sure to pick up an O&H Danish Bakery Red, White, and Blue Kringle. It has a fabulous filling blend of Door County cherries, smooth cream cheese, and Michigan blueberries. It's a crowd pleaser for sure. And while there, be sure to bring home O&H's oven fresh brioche buns. They're light and airy, yet rich and buttery, and there's no better destination for your hot off-the-grill burgers, brats, and hot dogs. Have a great Memorial Day gathering with delicious treats from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Now through Friday, save an additional 15% at WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals tab.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, good morning. Gonna have a sunny day today. Highs near 74 degrees. Right now it's 65 degrees and sunny. Right here at Radio Park.
Mother of mine.
It's 8:58 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh, local news and timeless hits. Pass it on, tell a friend. And finally, remember when you went to school, how stressed out you were when the finals came around? Youngstown State in Ohio helped students de-stress during finals week by bringing in puppies to cuddle while they're taking the test. It's called Puppy Palooza. Never had that when I went to school. It's just, you better not fail. And that was the end of it. I'm Don Rosen, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early. Cindy Uber's up next. Keep it right here.
Short and the nights are long.